Good evening out there in Radio Land. I am your host, Pastor Tiara Hawthorne, along with Prophet Demetrius Hawthorne, and you're tuned in to God Chasers Ministries radio broadcast, where we're seeking God's face like never before. Keep it locked right here for an anointed, heart-penetrating word from the Lord.
Hello, we're God Chasing Ministries, and we're seeking God's face like never before. We'd like to thank Jesus for another opportunity to come forth to bring you the wonderful plan of salvation. We're going to have Pastor Tara Hawthorne come forth with the word before she comes forth. I just wanted to speak with you in regards to the men and women of God that said that you're men and women of God. Are you who you say you are? Are you who you say you are? There's many men and women out there that they say that they're men and women of God. And they claim salvation, and they say that, okay, I am a Christian. But with that, there's works that needs to be done. First thing, you must show love. You must show love to all men and women. And this is something where when you say that you're a Christian, you say, yes, you claim salvation, that we're lacking. We're lacking love. We're lacking compassion for our fellow brothers and sisters. And we all in this together. It's no big eyes, no little eyes. If you say that you are the Son of God, is your Savior, Jesus, and He's on your side, you must stop all of this conflicting, division, discord, hating one person but loving the other, these cliques in regards to even politics and all this type of stuff. It must go down the drain. It must go down the drain. You must not be conformed to this world, but your mind must be transformed and renewed daily. And you must actually seek after righteousness and seek through righteousness. You must seek Christ through righteousness, through prayer and supplication. How can you say that you are a follower of Christ if you're getting your wisdom from man's and you're not getting your wisdom from on high? It's just certain things that you must do to occupy yourself while we're here that requires you to turn away from the world and give some time to Christ, meditate on the Lord day and night, read your word, communicate with Christ. All these things are contrary to what the world says to do. And I'm going to turn it over to Pastor Tara Hawthorne without any further ado.
Amen. And bless the Lord for just having prophets speak those words of wisdom and knowledge by the Holy Spirit, because definitely this is a time in the season where we have to let the Holy Spirit lead and guide us. The Holy Spirit must be ever so present. This is judgment work. To you all out there who are under the sound of my voice, this is a judgment time. Okay, everything that we do, this is about souls, and we talk about, you know, one will chase a thousand, but it's important that we don't allow the enemy to chase us and put the Lord's name on it. And it's important that what we're doing, we're actually doing it in seeking of righteousness, and that we're not operating in covetous practices. We're not just trying to be seen and heard of men, but recognize that this is a time where we're coming to do the will and purpose of Christ. And we have to recognize that the times and the seasons that we are in, and you know, just as we seek for the weatherman, and just knowing that the time is not long, and that we want to be found among the righteous, and that when the Lord comes and He checks us, we have to make sure that we're not found with our work undone, because, you know, this is not for entertainment. You know, this is not mythology. Jesus is real, you know, and He is going forth, and He is still working miracles, signs, and wonders, and He doesn't desire for destruction just for His own pleasure, but that for we really do repent and turn from our works of iniquity, sins, transgressions, that the very things that He died on the cross for. Okay, but I'm going to be in Romans chapter 7 and verses 15. It says, "For that which I do, I allow not; for what I would, that I do not; but what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that is good. Now then, it is no more that I do it, but sin that dwells in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwells no good thing, for to will is present with me. But how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwells in me. And I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into the captivity to the sin, to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? And if I could just, I mean, the scripture speaks for itself. We see that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. You've heard this time and time again, but it's time for those people who really do say that they believe is to stand and to be counted among the righteous and to recognize, again, I say that we are ambassadors. We are in this world, but not of it. And it's very easy. It's very situation time sensitive. And it's sometimes when we get so caught up in trying to help and assist other people that we forget that we're ambassadors of Christ, that we're here with a mission. And just to recognize that we're only here with a mission to be obedient to the will and purpose of Christ, and all this other stuff shall surely fade away, but the word of God shall stand. So we have to check ourselves lest we fall into the hands of an angry God, and we have to look, what is it? You don't have to have a title. You don't have to be a pastor, prophet, preacher, but look, what did the Lord tell me to do? And am I effectively doing my job? Is my witness effective? Because we are in warfare, okay? And so when we're in war, it's not a whole lot to talk about, but just to make sure that we are holding each other. I'm saying each other because the Bible tells us that we're accountable one towards another. And we're holding each other accountable that we're doing our job effectively, because everybody is so quick to say, oh, we're many members of one body. And when it comes to being seen and heard of men, everybody talk about, well, you didn't let me do this. You didn't let me preach. You didn't let me do this. But who is there for the prayers warriors that's praying you through? Who is there for you know, praying for them on, you know, who is there for them when they're sitting there on their knees and you're in there and thinking that this is entertainment, you know? And when you get down off that podium there and there's other people praying for you, because there's witches and there's warlocks, there's sorcerers, there's workers of iniquity out there, you know what I'm saying? This is warfare. This is real life. This is talking about souls. Many people are not waking up to see a brand new day. This is not about standing up on your high horse and just being seen and heard of men. It's time to everybody get into their respective place and do, because the laborers are they're not many laborers, but the harvest is definitely plentiful, and everybody wants what they want, and they're trying to hold the Lord accountable, saying, Lord, you promised this, Lord, you promised that, while they still have one foot into a place that's not completely surrendered to the will and purpose of Christ, just like Prophet made mention. It is time to recognize the season that we're in. It's no time for entertainment. I know there's a whole lot out there of temptation and stuff to do. It's what I call time fillers, because many of us, it's very easy to get tempted to do this and this while we're waiting. But we still must be watchful and being prayerful and being protectors, amen, and still being gatekeepers, effective gatekeepers, amen, because there's many. He said he has sent us out there as sheep among the wolves, and they are out there. So don't get it twisted. Just because the Lord is sending his prayer warriors there and they're praying, they're covering you, they're protecting you, that there's not still warfare going on. And even when he spoke to in regards to John the Baptist, and he said, what did you go out there for to see? You know, when they were sitting up there looking at John the Baptist, how he was dressed and all this kind of stuff, and he was out there in the wilderness eating you know, wild oats and honey and stuff and locusts, and then they're like, what did you think that was going to be out there? You know, this is a season where, you know, many people are sitting up there, they're buying this and that as in covetous practices, but they've left off the part where, okay, the work. Okay, this is a dirty job, and many people don't want to do it. You can't just be a hearer and not be a doer also. It's time that we prepare and do the will and purpose of Christ. And I'm not saying prepare. It's time now to do more than just preparing, because the Lord is coming. Okay, that's a fact. He has already prepared the way. The crying in the wilderness has already been done. And the judgment is here. And you have to recognize not to take down for the enemy or take down for sin. It's time for the weak to recognize that Jesus is their strength. Because in the spirit, I see a lot of people that they're trying to cope and they're trying to survive. But just like what the Lord have been spoken in Romans chapter 7 and 15, that scripture along the way, you have to recognize that the enemy is still ever present, and one of our worst enemies is our own flesh. It is, we have to walk after the spirit and not allow yourself to be consumed with the lust of the flesh and then get upset with the Lord. And what I'm saying is you just make rationalizations and reasonings. That's why, well, the Lord ain't do this for me, I'm still sitting here waiting on the Lord, so I'm gonna do this while I'm waiting. But the thing that you're doing is not spiritual. And keep in mind that the enemy's job, he tries to come to deceive, to stiff like wheat, to devour. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. You already know the enemy's mission. He's still on his job, even if you're not on yours. And see, what he wants to do is to totally, completely devour the very spiritual being that's in you. If he could take away every ounce of the Spirit of God in you, then he has done his job. And then you're left with just this, your fleshly self that's a shell of who you once were. That's the ultimate goal. And then guess what? Then he's got you. So it's time to recognize what the enemy's mission really is, because many of us are at a crossroads right now. I'm talking about even those people who are in the household of faith who do have the Holy Spirit and are struggling right now. Like the scripture even talks about, yes, we see another war going on, a war with our members and war with our mind, because the mind is what makes the ultimate decision if you're going to follow through with what the Spirit of God has to say or what that enemy is saying on the other end. There's two ways that we can go, but are you going to stand in your integrity and be faithful over the few things that the Lord has given you? This time is winding up and it's not long, but we have to make sure that when the Lord comes and we're presented at the throne of judgment, that when he tries our works, that were we seeking righteousness? Were we seeking holiness? Were we really giving in our whole heart and surrendering completely and leaning and dependent and trusting solely on Christ? Amen. Because the enemy is coming too, and many people don't even realize that they've already surrendered to one that may be a higher power, but it's not the true and living God. And he is telling us, and he is crying out, put away your idols, put away what you think you know, and just completely trust in him. We have to put away everything that's not like him, because if you don't know him now, then you won't know him. And these people, they come and they say this is the way to go, and they say that is the way to go, but it's not the righteous way. There is a way that seems right to a man, but the end is destruction. So it's, you have to be in tune to hear what the Spirit of God has to say. And as Prophet May mentioned earlier, how will you know if you're not supping, if you're not reading the word? You have to really get in there and read the words, because many of people are going astray to doctrines of devils and doctrines of devils only because you're not in your place, well, your rightful place at a rightful time. You're not really seeking the word. It could be just a couple of words that's off, that totally gets you twisted up and going in a whole nother direction off of just one scripture. So it's important that you're ever seeking the Lord, but to seek the Lord and really find him has to be done by his Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit can only reign if we're putting the flesh aside. Okay? So without further ado, I thank you until next time. May God continue to bless you.
Well, saints, our time has come to an end, but we thank you so much for joining in with us as we've been seeking the face of God like never before. We encourage your prayer requests as well as your praise reports. Visit us on the web at www.godchasersministries.org. Until next time, God bless you.